The University of Connecticut stellar forward Maya Moore having advanced to the WNBA. The recent dominance of her alma mater may be over, so fans of women's college basketball are turning their attention to Baylor University and their imposing center, Brittany Griner. Only a Game's Ron Schachter visited the team in Waco, Texas earlier this week and reports that anyone casting a glance toward Ms. Griner had better be looking up.
During Baylor's first exhibition game Monday night, there was no shortage of Halloween costumes on display. Even Baylor's bear mascot was masquerading as a ghost. But the scariest outfit belonged to Baylor junior Brittany Griner. She was dressed as a basketball player. Baylor punished Colorado's Western State College 94-24. Griner, the 6'8" All-American center, posted 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks in just 18 minutes. She spent the past two seasons terrifying opposing players on offense and defense. In her freshman year, Griner set an NCAA season record with 223 blocked shots, including a record 14 in one game. Last season, she led the Bears to a 34-3 finish with an average of 23 points and 8 rebounds a game. Richard Deitch, who writes about women's college basketball for Sports Illustrated, says that Griner is just getting started.
When she eventually figures out how to play the game, you know, sort of when the cognitive abilities match the athletic abilities, which I think a lot of people think is going to happen in her junior year, you're talking about someone who's unguardable. That doesn't necessarily mean Baylor's going to win the championship, but man, does it give them a leg up to start.
On Monday night, Western was no match for the Big 12 powerhouse that had made it to college basketball's Final Four in 2010 and its Elite Eight last year. Western's tallest women top out at 6 feet and played the Lilliputians to Griner's Gulliver. Longtime season ticket holder Mary Feltner was impressed.
She's the best player I've ever seen, and I've been seeing basketball for many, many years. I don't even think there's many men that compare to her. She's got skill and grace. She's great. Best in the country.
Baylor's junior forward, Destiny Williams, says that Griner's overpowering inside game draws double and triple team coverage and opens up extraordinary scoring opportunities for other Baylor players. Williams adds, it's not just Griner's size that matters.
She has the athleticism of like a 6'1", 6'2", post player, and she runs the floor well. She has great hands. She's just a phenomenal player is what I would call it. And it's not often that you will see a 6'8 female that can do what she does.
That includes dunking the basketball, a rarity among women college players. Griner says she prefers blocking shots, which are increasingly turning into Baylor points at the other end of the court.
Dunks are exciting. You know, the crowd loves it. My team loves it. But for me personally, I just love blocking the shots. That look, you know, in the opponent's eye, it's like, it gets me going. You know, the stars are bright. You know, I block it, my teammate gets it. They've done a lot better from freshman year when I would block a shot. We just watch it, you know, go out of bounds.
And although Griner had fewer blocks in her sophomore season than she did as a freshman, she says that's mainly because opposing players passed up more shots in the paint. Against Western, the rectangle under the Baylor basket looked more like a vacant lot except for Griner's incessant prowling. Baylor coach Kim Mulkey has even bigger things in mind, noting that with the graduation of UConn great Maya Moore, it's time to usher in the Brittany Griner era.
Maya Moore's been the player of the year in the country, and I think Brittany Griner needs to now be the player of the year and the one that's talked about because she has earned that right. As a freshman, she took her team to a Final Four. Brittany Griner just has that presence about her on the court that she can do that.
What does Griner think of that kind of spotlight?
You know, I really don't pay too much attention to the whole spotlight thing. You know, if I could, I'd fly under the radar all the way.
At a hard-to-miss 6'8", and with Baylor anointed the preseason favorite in the college polls, that may be one accomplishment that Griner can't pull off. Next weekend, Baylor hosts the preseason women's NIT tournament and plays Howard University Friday night as it begins the quest for a national championship. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Over the years, the NFL has been ridiculed as the no-fun league for the propensity of its commissioner to fine players for their celebratory touchdown dances and dress code violations. But the Football Federation of Iran, where football is the game we call soccer, has gone the no-fun league one better. The federation has banned Persepolis Tehran players Mohammad Nosrati and Shays Rezai from all football activities and fined each of them more than $35,000 for what the authorities deemed, quote, immoral acts. The two have been accused of celebrating Persepolis Tehran's victory last weekend by pinching their teammates' bottoms.